Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. World travel market closes packed halls of day one. World travel market London kicked off for 2024 with packed halls and a busy conference schedule. WTM London and its global travel partner the Saudi Tourism Authority both hailed the economic and cultural importance of the sector as the event opened its doors on November 5. Speaking at the WTM Global Welcome, Jonathan Heastie, WTM Portfolio Director, said, "The halls are packed already for what is the biggest WTM London to date. More than 4,000 exhibitors have joined us this year. There are delegates here from 184 countries around the world. It is a remarkable turnout, and I think it's going to be a remarkable world travel market gathering. This time last year, £2.2 billion worth of travel deals were done in these halls. This year, you will hear from more than 200 world-class speakers and 70 enlightening sessions." Fahd Hamadaddin, chief executive and board member for Saudi Tourism Authority, said, "Tourism powers economies more than anything. The jobs we create are the jobs for the young, the entrepreneurs, for the remote, for the pop and mom shops, and for the new rising talents. When we travel, we go with our best intentions. Our minds are the most open." Many sessions at today's show were devoted to the DEAI conference track. Speaking in one of the panels, Lohan Halden, VP of Communications for IGLTA, International LGBTQ+ Travel Association, urged travel companies not to merely pay lip service to diversity for Pride or Black History Month, but to address longer-term social inclusion. She recommended having internal allies who understand underrepresented groups. Jane Cunningham, Director of European Engagement for Destinations International, noted that good diversity and inclusion was not only welcoming for visitors but very much serving the citizens who live in that destination. Commenting on stereotyping in advertising, Debbie Marshall, Managing Director for the Silver Marketing Association, warned companies to consult the demographic they were marketing to before producing materials. Hafsagar, Director of Halal Travel Network, meanwhile shared practical tips to help hotels welcome more halal-observing guests, including having vegetarian options, providing a list of nearby halal eateries, and offering to remove alcohol from minibars. WTM attendees also learned that Greece has made several advances in tourism accessibility in recent years, including adding sea track infrastructure to 250 beaches to enable disabled people to reach the water. Eleni Scarvelli, director of the Greece National Tourism Organization, said treating guests well was part of the destination's motivation to improve its DEAI. "I think hospitality is really in our DNA. We want visitors to be fed, to be happy, to have a smile and have a good time." The first day of the technology track covered the theory and practice of frictionless travel. Executives from airlines, tech providers, and OTAs talked about the complexities within the airline industry that are making frictionless travel difficult to achieve at scale. The sessions concluded with a debate in which the audience was asked to vote on whether technology was causing the complexity or whether it was the processes embedded into the global aviation industry. The result was around 50-50. Visit Maldives chose WTM London to launch the world's biggest holiday giveaway, with one travel prize per week up for grabs in an effort to attract new travelers from new markets. Shairi Ibrahim, Chief Executive and Managing Director at Visit Maldives, said, "The Maldives is evolving to cater to all the interests of travelers, diversifying with sports tourism, medical tourism, and film tourism. The destination, which is set to reach a record 2 million visitors in 2024, also hopes to be using 30% renewable energy by 2030. Next year we'll see events to mark the 60th anniversary of the country's independence from the UK. India meanwhile showcased its free e-visa initiative, Chalo India, with Mudha Sinha, Director General of the country's tourism ministry, urging those in the Indian diaspora around the world to encourage 5 non-Indian friends to sign up for the scheme. The destination welcomed 9.5 million tourists in 2023, with 920,000 coming from the UK, making it its third largest inbound market. The UK also has a large Indian diaspora population of nearly 2.4 million. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.